sitting in a car outside Woolworths. It's a sunny day. I don't feel stressed, even though I haven't been selling as much shit this week. So I'm a little bit, part of me thinks that I should be worried about that, but I'm not at all. I just keep thinking, as long as I'm making good stuff, I don't care about money. That's the huge thing. If I write something or I make something that I really love, then I don't give a shit if I'm broke or not, I don't have enough money to pay a bill, because I know that will eventually pay off everything at some point. It's weird. It's so weird. Like, when I start thinking about money, that's when I'm making shit stuff. And as if I can try and stop thinking about that, which is almost an impossible thing to do, but sometimes I catch myself not sometimes I catch myself not thinking about money and just enjoying a moment like I am now, and something absurd or dumb or funny will just pop into my head. That will be the thought that starts something that's really good. And as soon as I make something that's genuinely beautiful or funny, then I don't give a shit about money or my bills or my finances and all that sort of shit. I live for this sort of shit. The beautiful art is its prize in itself, and it's like pure medicine. It's like drugs. I always thought that I sort of play life, with the analogy of a sports team with a stacked forward line and no defence. And defence is worrying about money and health and all that sort of shit. And my forward line, my stacked forward line with my no defence, my forward line is just pure creativity and making as much shit as I can to try and counteract the gabillion goals that I'm getting scoring against me. And even if I don't know that it's going to sell or not, or it'll be received well on social media or whatever, as long as I love it, then I know that I don't have to worry about anything. It's a weird thing. But I am having one of those moments at the moment right now in the car in Woolworths on this sunny day. I'm going, wow, it's the middle of the day. It's, what is it? It's 2:29 in the afternoon. And I feel fucking good for no reason at all. I love those moments of happiness that you can't explain, that there's no reason for it. It's not because something happened or something's going to happen to describe it, but it's purely because it's nothing to do with anything that's happened or it's about to happen. I'm just happy for no reason at all. I love those moments. It's like walking through the warm current in the shallows, and it moves through you. It's not forever, but it's there, and you go, fuck yeah, thank you, life. It just comes from nowhere. I fucking love it. I had a thought once that if an unexpected wave of unexplained happiness moves through you, geotag that location and have a bunch of flowers sent to that place. I remember years ago I was living in a flat, and it was just set up in a certain way. It was by the train tracks. And I remember wanting to recreate the happiness and break back into it by arranging my furniture again in a new place in the same kind of way and sort of doing the same routines. And I couldn't break and enter back into that old strange happiness. And your gut is just a divining rod. It'll find a new happiness in a new place. And for some reason, sometimes I think, oh, I miss the train tracks where I spent 10 years riding at night. I loved how the foxes would come and try and steal my backpack in the darkness. And I was writing poems and watching trains go past. It just felt like a beautiful place. There's heaps of dirt and soil, and the soil would always smell delicious no matter what season it was in. It was like, it'd smell like mud or smell like dry, arid dirt in the summer. It always smelled really fucking good. There have been places in life that have brought me happiness, and I totally didn't know why at the time. And I wasn't even trying to look for it at the time, and it just turned up. And I feel like I've just got to be paying attention enough to realize that sometimes there are places that I go, ah, this is what's making me happy for no reason right now. As soon as I do that, then I can't access it again. I remember being at the train tracks for 10 years and it probably brought me a lot of beauty for half that time, and I just kept trying to milk it until I went, oh, I can't keep coming back here. I'm killing it off. And trying to go back to the same old places where you've once found unexplained happiness, we can kind of plant ideas and thoughts that we've had in our head in geographical locations. And so when I've walked through certain places in certain suburbs, old thoughts have come back that I once had long ago that I'd planted there like decades or years before. But when I kept going back to the train tracks over and over again, I started to plant new thoughts on top of those old, beautiful, the initial unexplained happiness that I once got from that place, until I'd almost like concreted over it with new thoughts, new ideas, and it all become muddied and I had to leave it. It's like an old petrol station that you'd see on a corner that's been closed down and they can't build on top of it for years because they've got to wait for the pollution of the petrol beneath it to dissipate and leave the area. Almost feel like I've got to leave the train tracks for the same amount of time, however many years that is, before I can go back and plant all new stuff there and find beauty there again. So maybe I should just do the next 10 years sitting in a car, in supermarket car parks, people watching. Maybe that's my new train tracks. But there have been moments in life where I'm walking through life and I have to stop. My body feels like it's hit a vein of gold. I can feel it in my gut, or it's hit a line of oil that I can get billions of dollars of happiness points from. And I just have to stop in that space just for a moment. And they're rare. And when you're moving through a space or a suburb or a street or a footpath and you feel that weird, unexpected wave of happiness, maybe something died happy there a long time ago. If billions of things have died on this planet over time, something's died exactly where you're sitting right now. So the whole world is a cemetery, but a beautiful one. And maybe that's why my instinct that I mentioned at the start of this episode, that idea about when you move through a place or a location, geotag that place and send a bunch of flowers to it. Maybe it ties into that commemorating some old place, all these doors to the other side, commemorating it with flowers. Maybe something happy died there, or multiple things have died there, very happy, and you're picking up on that weird energy of that unexplained happiness comes from people being relieved of this strange but also beautiful sometimes life. Anyway, I'd love if you left a review if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple up the top with the little starry things, or if you feel like it. Cheers.